Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 2492. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another Friday show where I answer your questions. On all the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you like an audiobook, with permission from the authors, of course. Now, I'll let you know how you can send in your own question at the end of the show and get a copy of our workbook for free. But for now, let's hear today's question and start optimizing your life.
Hi, Dr. Neil. Thank you so much for all that you do to make this podcast possible every single day. My question is about sugar. I tend to have a sweet tooth a decent amount of time, so I just wanted to see what your thoughts were on added and regular sugar, and if there was any data or research that could be helpful to guide my desire to moderate sugar consumption. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for taking the time to send in your question, Billy. And thank you for your kind words and for being a regular listener. Now, I have a sweet tooth too, and that usually surprises people. Well, I just like all foods, actually. Salty, sugary, doesn't matter. Now, when we wind the clocks back 20 years, fat was the main villain, not sugar. Fat was blamed for everything, from heart attacks to weight gain. Because of this, the 1990s became the low-fat decade. Many food manufacturers jumped on board this low-fat train and reformulated their recipes to ensure their products' fat content were greatly reduced. These items sold like low-fat hotcakes. Do you remember a dessert line launched by Nabisco called Snackwells? If you haven't, don't worry about it. These were marketed as low-fat desserts that still tasted good, only they didn't, which is why you never hear about them anymore. But at some point, we realized that limiting fat in our diets didn't lead to a decreased risk of disease. In fact, we saw rates of heart disease and type 2 diabetes increase. Uh-oh, something was wrong with this equation. Maybe limiting fat wasn't the answer. What we did learn is that when people began limiting the amounts of fat in their diets, they increased their intakes of carbohydrate-rich foods to make up for this. Suddenly, pasta and rice were your friends. So as long as it was low fat, you were good to go. The trouble is, when folks increased their consumption of carbs, they chose the ones that we don't want people to consume all that often, like white breads, white rice, white pastas, and sugary cereals. The problem with these foods is they get converted to sugar in the body very, very quickly, which is not what we want. When your blood sugar goes up too quickly, the body has to try and compensate for this, which can lead to an increased risk for a number of diseases, like heart disease and type 2 diabetes. Now, the pendulum has swung the other way. Fat is good, sugar is not. When we consume foods that are high in fat, like avocado, nuts, and seeds, for example, it doesn't really affect our blood sugar levels. Plus, these foods help us feel full longer. Foods that are high in sugar make us feel hungry soon after. Ever notice how a bowl of plain white rice never seems to satisfy our appetites? So do we need to completely avoid sugar in our diets? Simply put, no. In fact, it's impossible to remove all sugar from the diet. This is because pretty much everything we eat is composed of sugar in one form or another. Fruit, for example, contains fructose, a type of sugar. Vegetables, even green leafy vegetables, contain some sugar. Vegetables need sugar to survive and grow. Alcohol, whether it's wine, beer, or hard liquor, contains sugar. The body even converts parts of the fats and oils we consume to sugar. Whenever you consume carbohydrate-rich foods, even whole grains, you are basically eating sugar. Now don't get me wrong. These foods have vitamins, minerals, and some fiber along with them, so they are perfectly fine to eat. I'm just making the point that it would be impossible to avoid all sugar in our diet. So the trick is to reduce the amount of added sugars we consume. Researchers have found that regularly consuming lots of added sugar over years and years can increase a person's risk for developing many of the chronic diseases that are very common, especially in the US. In fact, consuming added sugars has been shown to increase the risk for heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and even some forms of cancer. Now, this doesn't mean we need to avoid all added sugars all the time. Now, while the body doesn't seem to prefer added sugars, it is equipped to handle small doses of it. Added sugars are most commonly found in the foods we likely already know we should be consuming less often, like sodas, sweet breakfast cereals, baked goods like cookies, cakes, donuts, you know, most desserts, you get the idea. The goal really is to try and slow down how quickly that added sugar gets absorbed into the bloodstream. To do this, consider consuming some fiber or protein with your meals and snacks. Let's use a smoothie with added sugar as the example. If the recipe calls for some plain yogurt or leafy greens like kale, that can help slow down the body's absorption of any sugar you added. Yogurt is not a great source of fiber, but it is a good source of protein. On the contrary, kale is not a good source of protein, but a good source of fiber. So if the recipe calls for one or the other or both, it may help. Let's use another example. Having a piece of toast for breakfast. If it's a whole grain variety of bread, that means it likely contains some dietary fiber, which will help slow down the body converting this to sugar. Then, if you top it with 1 tablespoon of nut butter, you would add protein and even more fiber. This is good. This will slow down how fast the body converts that toast to sugar. Now, the American Heart Association recently released their guidelines for how much added sugar men and women should limit themselves to consuming each day. For guys, the recommendation is no more than 9 teaspoons of added sugar each day, or about 36 grams. For ladies, no more than 6 teaspoons of added sugar per day, or about 25 grams. Now, I like these guidelines, but there's a problem. It gets tricky to follow them, because if you were to look for added sugars on food labels, it's not always obvious. Not all food manufacturers list the amount of added sugars in their products separately. Luckily, the US implemented its new food label policy, but this policy only applies to large companies. So if we buy a boxed product from a small startup food manufacturer, we may have to do a little detective work. So whenever you're grocery shopping, take a moment to examine the nutrition facts label on the product you're thinking about buying, along with the calories, total grams of fat, grams of carbohydrates, etc. You're going to see sugar listed there as well. Now, if the product was made by a large company like Nabisco, Kellogg's, or Pepsi, for example, you'll likely see a separate line that says added sugars. But for products made by smaller food manufacturers, you may not see this extra added sugars line. Instead, the nutrition facts label will just tell you how many total sugars there are. This means you don't know whether these are natural sugars or added sugars. For example, if you look at the amount of sugar on a box of Raisin Bran cereal, it will look like a lot initially. Well, where does much of that sugar come from? The raisins. Raisins are dried grapes. Grapes are a fruit, so they're going to be naturally high in sugar. This is where just looking at the nutrition facts label can be misleading. It doesn't always tell you whether these sugars are found naturally or whether they've been added. But now, since Raisin Bran is made by a large company, Kellogg's, you should see a separate line that says added sugars. Now you know how many sugars were natural, like from the raisins, and how many were added to help make the cereal taste more sweet. If you want to double check and really make sure you're avoiding added sugars, check the ingredients list. Why? Each ingredient is listed by weight. This means that the first ingredient listed is the one the product is made mostly of. The second ingredient is what the product is made second most of, and so on. When looking at the ingredients list, if you see the word sugar or any of its cousins like honey, molasses, cane sugar, sweeteners, high fructose corn syrup, or anything else ending in OSE like lactose, maltose, fructose, dextrose, then it's basically sugar. There are so many sneaky ways to list sugar on the ingredients list, and it's a challenge to keep track of them all. But if you find these listed near the top of the ingredients list, this food has a lot of added sugar in it, and you most likely want to limit how much you consume. Again, there is no need to try and avoid sugar in your diet completely. In fact, it's nearly impossible to do. But if you can limit your intake of added sugars, you're likely going to reduce your risk for a number of chronic diseases.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you again for the question, Billy. Now, if you want a physical copy of our Optimal Living Daily Workbook shipped to you for free and you're in the US, send in a relevant health-related question. It can be about diet, fitness, nutrition, stress management, anything along those lines, and your question will be answered right here on the show. If you're outside the US, we'll send you a digital version of the workbook. So to send in a question, you can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want to send in an audio question and have your voice played on the show, come by oldpodcast.com/ask to record from your computer. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 1-61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. Thank you so much for sending in your questions. Answering them is my favorite part of the show. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day and all the way through. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.